Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
We are about to talk edutainment TV series now, and in the studio we have Yvonne Diogo, who leads the MTV Staying Alive Foundation operations in Southern Africa. And Yvonne, welcome to The Drive with Robin Roz. You have been instrumental in creating, along with your team, MTV Sugar Down South as a brand that people want to be involved with, but it's part of a bigger thing called the MTV Staying Alive Foundation. What is that?
Thank you, Roz. It's really a pleasure to be here. You know, being a Jacaranda listener, I was actually starstruck when Rob greeted me earlier.
Yay!
I'm in media, but I'm still starstruck, you know, to be in your presence with Rob. So MTV Staying Alive Foundation is actually a registered charity in South Africa, the United Kingdom, and the United States. And really the mandate of the foundation is to use a media-first approach in terms of providing education. But more than that, building confidence, providing resources, as well as the tools for young people, and at a time in their lives where they need to be supported at the most.
Yeah.
You know, all of us have, remember when we were 13, 15, 16, and your body's changing, and it's really awkward. Mm. Who do you go to for, you know, for any questions that you may have? And you tend to then turn to your peers and end up being misguided or ill-informed. So we really are hoping to be that space where young people can get credible information, but also more than the media content that they consume, we are about creating safe spaces beyond media through outreach programming, you know, in schools, et cetera, et cetera, so that meaningful dialogue can actually take place.
I wanted to ask, so MTV Sugar itself, I mean, it's been around and on TV for ages. It's a television program. It's a drama, right? But it does all this educational stuff, and then you have the foundation on top of it. And if you don't know, Sugar Down South is sort of here. Then there are two others around the world as well, including across in India, if I've got it correctly. And Yvonne and this team and Sugar itself reaches 700 million households around the world. And they're talking about unplanned pregnancies and substance abuse and all of these important things. Explain to us quickly how the whole, like, this is a television show, but this is also a social movement. How does that work?
Absolutely. So I think it's got to, you know, it started off, you know, with the love of TV and recognizing its power, especially the MTV brand, you know. So already we've got that captive audience. So how do we make sure that what they are consuming is actually meaningful? And in terms of how we decide exactly what the messaging is going to be and in which territories we would, you know, operate is mainly based on formative research. So, for example, in South Africa, we partner with the Center for AIDS Research and Evaluation, so CADRE for short. And really what CADRE does is they don't only look at, you know, desk research, all the numbers. We have researchers that spend extensive amounts of time with young people in the environments in which they are found. Mm. So they'll literally hang out with young people, understand what is cool about, you know, a certain spot, the music, how they speak, how they dress, you know, the challenges that they experience, if there are any gaps in terms of information, the media they consume, etc., etc. The storylines, you know, what is happening with so-and-so, the words that they are using, because the language is also very different, you know, from generation to generation.
Yeah. And from, I suppose, geography to geography.
Yeah, absolutely. And so it's critical for us to make sure that what is produced, you know, from television all the way through to radio, because really we're a 360 multimedia campaign centered around the television show. So from television, radio, graphic novels in print to outreach programming is as authentic as it possibly can. So when a young person is sitting there, they either know, they see themselves in the content, or they know of somebody down the road.
Yeah, because that's how you're going to get them to engage.
Correct.
Because you're talking about things that maybe they don't have the ability to articulate, or they're too shy, or they feel like they can't do it. And now they're seeing it happening on screen on a media that they can relate to, because everyone looks like them, everyone sounds like them. So that means that the purpose of what you guys are trying to do is so much easier to implement.
Absolutely. And Roz, that translates in like healthy engagement through our social media platforms, because you know the campaign runs for a particular season, right? And then there's a time when we are off season, but the social media is continuous. And through our DMs and our inboxes, we've got young people saying, you know, I was on YouTube. So this is now beyond the TV, and say we off season. I was on YouTube and I've just watched this particular scene, and I was able to actually own up and stand up to so-and-so, you know. Or, you know, for the first time, I actually visited the local clinic and I went for self-screening, HIV self-screening.
What I found staggering is that the research you've done has shown that if someone who's a regular sugar watcher is almost twice as likely to have gone to get screened for something like HIV.
I mean, absolutely.
That on its own is incredible.
Absolutely. So Rob, we've had independent evaluations over the last decade of MTV Sugar, right? The most recent findings, and this is across three different research houses. So this is the World Bank. This is the London School of Tropical Medicine. In fact, London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine and the BMJ Global Health in London, right? All three found exactly what you've just mentioned, that MTV Sugar viewers are twice as likely to test for HIV. But the London School went further, because in 2018, they conducted a study in South Africa and they found that MTV Sugar viewers here, right here at home. And, you know, the nice thing is that the samples that we basically run the study, with, are not just in the urban areas, in your Sandton areas, your Soweto areas. They are in your Mdanzani, your Vryheid, you know, your rural. It's proper South Africa, and it's a nice cross-section because we really want to get true representation. And out of there, we found that MTV Sugar viewers in South Africa actually know about self-screening. So they know about the self-test kit that you can buy and in the privacy of your own home screen. But also, they are twice as likely to actually use one.
Brilliant.
I just wanted to ask you, because it is also a TV show, and production and TV is something that I am very interested in as well. And it's launched the careers of so many of our well-known actresses down and actors down here in Africa who've gone on to Hollywood. I'm talking Tuso Mbedu and Lupita Nyong'o. So there's a very big element to someone who's been on MTV Sugar. You know they're going somewhere, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely, Roz. So we are proud to have actually, we can claim that we've launched Lupita's career, because we were the first international show that she was on back in Kenya more than 10 years ago, right? And then Tuso Mbedu played Ipeleng in the South Africa season Down South 1 and 2. And I mean, look at her right now. But also through our opening up the industry initiative, the open auditions, in season 1, we discovered Samke Makoba, who's been seen on productions on Netflix, TV commercials on DSTV, SABC One and the like. And also Malibongwe Mdwaba, same thing, on Mzanti Magic Productions, etc., etc. And again, with we've got MTV Sugar seasons coming up as well, where we continue to open up the industry, not just from a casting point of view, but also in terms of the HODs, you know, the directors, etc., etc. I mean, we pride ourselves and are excited to have partnered with Burnt Onion Productions, an upcoming production company here in South Africa that is making waves. You look at the SAFTAs, etc., etc. And so we want to be with the new crowd and just open up doors.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM, it's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.